With the votes from 34 precincts across the state still uncounted, incumbent Justice David Prosser has a 585-vote lead over challenger Joanne Kloppenburg. Both candidates say they're cautiously optimistic about the outcome. Justice Prosser says he thinks he's survived a race that included one of the nastiest attack ads he's ever seen.
I'm very pleased that we have sustained the most difficult assault on a person's character in the whole history of the Wisconsin judiciary. We're still in this race. We've weathered the nuclear blast, and I'm still standing and will be weathering it up.
The TV ad run by a liberal special interest group accused Prosser of failing to prosecute a priest accused of molesting children. The ad refers to a case Prosser investigated in 1978 when he was a district attorney. He says the ad is both untrue and offensive. He told his supporters to check the vote tally later today to confirm his optimism, and his opponent, Joanne Kloppenburg, had the same advice for her supporters.
It's not over yet. We're still hopeful. So thank you all, and let's all get a good night's sleep and see what tomorrow brings. Thank you.
The tight race that brought out a record number of voters for a spring election became tense over the past 6 weeks as many voters began to see it as a referendum on Governor Scott Walker's controversial plan to strip public employee unions of their bargaining rights. Whoever wins the race will likely be ruling on a court challenge to that plan before the end of the year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.